This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Blackouts are expected in Ukraine's capital and other regions of the country, according to Ukraine's state electricity operator. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The move comes after Russia's devastating strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Russian forces continue to pound Ukrainian missiles and drones, focusing on power plants, water supplies, and other civilian targets. Moscow has said the recent barrage is a response to what it alleged were Ukrainian attacks on Russian-annexed Crimea. Ukraine has denied those allegations. Russian shelling continued in the city of Nikopol, where two fires broke out and over a dozen buildings, including a gas pipeline, were damaged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards tested a new satellite-carrying rocket on Saturday, according to state media. It's a development likely to anger the United States. Washington fears the same long-range ballistic technology used to put satellites into orbit could also be used to launch nuclear warheads. Tehran has regularly denied having any such intention. Iran state media reported Saturday that President Ibrahim Raisi said Iran's cities were safe and sound after what he called a failed attempt by the United States to repeat the 2011 Arab uprisings in the Islamic Republic. Ongoing anti-government protests at the same time continued for a 50th day. On Saturday, Iran's clerical leadership has struggled to suppress the demonstrations, which erupted in September after the death in custody of a young Kurdish-Iranian woman who'd been detained by morality police for flouting strict laws on women's dress. Activists say hundreds of people, mostly protesters, have been killed in the protest. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber targeted a military training facility Saturday evening in the southern part of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killing or wounding several people. Security officials told VOA the attack took place near a military camp and that military recruits were among the dead. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said its suicide bomber killed 100 soldiers. Local media said about 15 people were killed, and there was no official statement from the government immediately after the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden is on the campaign trail this weekend, stumping for Democratic candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. At a rally for Democratic candidates in Illinois, President Biden said Democrats need to stay in control of Congress to protect new caps on drug prices and legacy programs like Medicare and Social Security.
It's a rock-solid guarantee, an ironclad commitment. Generations of Americans have counted on it, and it works. If we didn't have Social Security, the poverty rate for those over 65 would be four times what it is now. Four times. I love those signs when I came in. Socialism. Just give me a break. What idiots.
Over 1,000 protesters marched through downtown Accra on Saturday, calling for the resignation of Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo amid an economic crisis that has hammered the value of the Ghanaian currency and seen fuel and food costs spiral to record levels. One protester who spoke to Reuters highlighted concerns about fuel prices.
He has failed, and we are asking him to resign. High fuel price increments is killing the people of Ghana.
The rate of inflation topped 37% in September, a 21-year high. Meanwhile, Ghana's currency has plummeted 40% against the dollar this year. A Kansas abortion clinic was the first in the country to open after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Some drive 10 hours or more to get there, coming from Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, and even Louisiana. But that's only if they can get an appointment. Planned Parenthood clinics in the state are only able to take about 10 to 15% of the patients seeking abortions. Dr. Elizabeth Brett Daly likens it to winning the lottery.
That's a lottery. Like, to get in to get basic health care.
Patient Haley Rourke has two young children and says when birth control failed, she panicked.
Bringing another one into it, they're just so expensive.
She traveled from Missouri to Kansas for the abortion and says overturning Roe is devastating.
You can't do what you feel is necessary for your body, and not even your body, but your mental health also.
I'm Julie Walker.
You're listening.